理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 45 After Willoughby's departure, Eleanor sat wondering about his situation, somewhat pitying him. However, her mother soon arrived with Colonel Brandon, and she happily explained that her other daughter was no longer suffering, and was improving quickly. She then explained the event that had just passed. Mrs. Dashwood did indeed pity him for his current situation. However, she soon informed Eleanor that Colonel Brandon had admitted he was in love with Marianne.
"My Eleanor, I must tell you Colonel Brandon loves Marianne. He's told me so himself."
Eleanor was overjoyed for him, but still pitied poor Willoughby a bit.
"He told me yesterday, as we were travelling, that he has loved Marianne since they first met,"
Mrs. Dashwood said.
"His love for her is far stronger than Willoughby's. What did you tell him?" "Oh, my love, I could give him no answer, as I thought my dear Marianne might be at that moment dying. He was confident in his feelings, however, and I did not need an answer from me. He knows that he must wait, as Marianne has recently been hurt and is still quite young."
Chapter 46 Soon enough, Marianne was well enough to receive visitors. Colonel Brandon looked quite upset at seeing her look so pale and sickly, remembering the look of his dear Eliza before her death. Marianne fully recovered in nearly 4 days, and the family made plans to return to Barton Cottage. Colonel Brandon agreed to take them home, which they were grateful for. Marianne and Eleanor were sincerely upset in having to leave Mrs. Jennings. They were grateful to her kind support, and so full of respect for her. As they approached Barton, Marianne began to cry, overjoyed to be home, but still hurt, remembering the time she had had there with Willoughby. One morning, a few days after they had arrived home, Eleanor and Marianne were taking a walk when Marianne stopped, looking towards a nearby hill.
"There, exactly, there, there I fell, and there I first saw Willoughby."
After a few moments of silence, she began to speak again.
"I do not regret falling in love with him, but I wish I could know that he was not always cheating me, and that poor, unfortunate girl. Will you feel better if you do know?" "Yes, my heart will then be at peace."
Eleanor then explained the story of Willoughby's arriving at Cleveland. Marianne listened in silence, sometimes crying quietly to herself. Marianne then realized that the amusement she and Willoughby shared was in laughing at others, and she had suffered greatly since it ended. She knew that she had once loved him, but she could never feel such emotions after knowing his true character. Chapter 47 That evening, when the family was sitting together, Marianne began speaking about Willoughby.
"It was a great relief to me what Eleanor told me this morning. I have now heard exactly what I wish to hear. I wish for no change. I never could have been happy with him after knowing all this. I now have no regrets, nothing but my own foolishness."
"Rather your mother's foolishness, my child,"
said Mrs. Dashwood. During this time, Eleanor was becoming more impatient to hear of Edward's plans. She had heard nothing of him since she had left London. One morning, one of their servants returned from doing business at Mrs. Ferrars' country home.
"I suppose you know, ma'am, that Mr. Ferrars is married," he informed Eleanor. Marianne began screaming and was taken to her room. In the meantime, Eleanor turned pale, but continued to remain calm.
"Who told you that Mr. Ferrars was married?"
she asked.
"I saw Mr. Ferrars myself this morning. He was with Miss Steele, as they have recently married."
The rest of the day Eleanor tried to look calm so her family would not worry, but she was quite upset after hearing the news of Lucy Steele marrying Edward. Chapter 48
Eleanor now realized the difference between the expectation of an unpleasant event and the certainty of the event. She was still shocked and upset after hearing of the marriage. She had always hoped that while Edward was still single, there was some hope of his ending the engagement to Lucy, but now there was no hope. She was not surprised that they had gotten married so quickly, as Lucy would most likely want to secure her marriage. They would soon be settled near Colonel Brandon's country home at Delaford. The next day, Eleanor was shocked to see Edward arriving at the cottage. He looked pale and nervous when he arrived. He was silent for some time, so Eleanor began speaking.
Is Mrs. Ferrars in London?
Yes, my mother is in London.
No, I meant Mrs. Edward Ferrars,
Eleanor said quietly. Perhaps you mean my brother. You mean Mrs. Robert Ferrars?
Mrs. Robert Ferrars?
Marianne exclaimed. You must not know. You may not have heard that my brother has recently married Miss Lucy Steele.